It's Friday, October 25th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 403. I am joined by Megan Deva, Luke Jordan, and Justin Watts talking about the shifting role of control system developers. Justin Watts starts off talking about what programmers can do to stay ahead of the curve in an ever-evolving market.
I will be very frank in this. The control system market is missing the boat in a lot of ways. And they're doing so. They're developing more complex ways of delivering X, and they're doing so at their own obsolescence. Mm. I mean, whenever I engage vendors, no matter where I've worked in the past, one of the things that I've heard is one of the pain points is finding the right X talented programmer. Insert your brand name here. Because each variation is so nuanced. There's differences here. There's differences there. And they're trying to train these people up, which is amazing because people are picking themselves up by the bootstraps and learning how to do this stuff. Yep. However, there is an extremely large pool of gifted individuals that speak a number of languages today that if we were to make this platform align more to an IT standardized coding subset, you would have a huge talent pool to pull from, and we're no longer hamstrung by having to find that, quote, right person, end quote, who understands blue blocks, red blocks, green, I don't care. It doesn't matter. If you have the ability to speak whatever language is native to you, meaning programming language, I mean, I speak Fortran, COBOL, Perl, and a few other languages that are probably antiquated, wouldn't show my age. But having understood that I can muddle my way through the basic concept of programming, but I have people right now who sit on a bench that do things that are amazing with code, and I'm hamstrung as it applies to being able to engage internal resources because they don't know X programming language or not X certified.
But I think this goes back to the manufacturers, and the lesson that they, I think, need to learn is it's not about you. It's about the industry.
Can you say that again, please?
Not about you.
Oh, my Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. No, you're right. It's not about the name on the box. It's about the name on the building. And I hate to put it that way, but it really isn't. It's about the people who sign the checks. I mean, I've said this before. I don't care whose name's on the box. If Whataburger made a new DSP tomorrow and it fit the needs of my business, I would buy a million of them tomorrow to make sure that I had the right stuff in the right places. We don't care. It's not that we don't have brand loyalty. We have people loyalty when it comes to that. When I look for people in the industry, I'm not looking for the best monitor from X vendor. I'm looking for this person who has listened to my needs in the past, who understands what I'm going to deliver, understands what I really desire when it comes to that design, and then helps me create it. I mean, Tim, to your point, Megan, to your point, if we were to get people out from behind the desk and into the field to see the true challenges they're facing outside the mentality of what can I squeeze in this next grab of firmware or what's going to be the next shiny box for the show in June, there'd be a lot of change in the world. And I think it'd be change for the better.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.